insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما
And those who do not invoke with Allah another deity or kill the soul which Allah has forbidden to be killed except by right, and do not commit unlawful sexual intercourse. And whoever should do that will meet a penalty.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا.
Multiplied for him is the punishment on the day of resurrection, and he will abide therein humiliated.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 69th verse of Surah Al-Furqan. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدُ فِيهِ مُهَانًا On the day of judgment, the chastisement will be doubled to him, and he shall abide therein in abasement. In the previous episode, we said why multiplication of the punishment of the wrongdoers cited in this phrase, يُضَاعَفْ will be doubled, is not against the divine justice, because their evil actions have got multiplied aspects. But now, let us turn to some other important questions. Why are those sinners punished as much as they have committed sin? Is this consistent with the principle of justice? Another matter is that the verse speaks about perpetuity of chastisement and abiding in hell forever, while we know that abiding in hell is only for pagans. Only the first sin of three sins mentioned in the verse is paganism. The 68th verse, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ Those who do not call with Allah any other God, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ They do not slay the soul which Allah has forbidden except for a just cause. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ Nor they commit fornication. So only the first sin is about paganism. The other two are not. So why the multiplication of chastisement and also perpetuity of it is mentioned for all of them? Murder and adultery cannot bring perpetual chastisement, as we have understood from different traditions. The commentators have discussed a lot, and what seems more correct is that the purpose of doubling of chastisement is that for each of these three sins, There are separate punishments that, on the whole, the punishment gets doubled. And as we said earlier on, sometimes sin will be the source of other sins, such as paganism, that causes obligations to be left, commitments of illegal things to be done, and this is what makes the divine punishment double. Therefore, some of the commentators claim and believe that this verse is the reason of this famous principle, which says, as pagans are responsible for fundamentals of religion, they are responsible for positive laws too. Also, we can say that some of sins are so great and bad that cause a person to die while having no faith, just as we said about homicide. And this might also be true about fornication, especially when it is adultery. All this being aside, another possibility is that the Quranic word يَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَ, the verb يَخْلُدْ, abide forever, is about persons who commit all of these three sins together, which is polytheism, homicide, and fornication. And it seems that this is correct because the next verse is somehow testifying to this meaning. The next verse starts saying, unless he repents, believes, and works righteous deeds. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So there will be no problem. Some of the commentators say that يَخْلُد, abiding forever here, means to abide for a long time, not perpetually, but it seems that the first and second commentaries seem to be more correct because the other verses are testifying and also they are consistent with the other traditions we have in this regard.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says that for these kinds of sinners, there are two types of different punishments. The first is that they abide in hell forever, يَخْلُدْ فِيهِ, and the quality of them staying in hell, Muhana, while they are in a basement. So it is really interesting that in addition to the issue of common and general punishment, which is for every kind of sin, there is another punishment, which is to get offended and insulted. And this is psychological. It also can be a commentary on the issue of punishment to be double, because the verse is suggesting يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ, and the rest of the verse might be explaining this. The quality of being doubled is that they abide in hell, and while they are getting offended. So now these people have both physical and spiritual punishments. But in view of the fact that the Holy Quran does not close the path of return to wrongdoers and invites and encourages them to repent their sins, the next verse comes to give them hope. We will sufficiently discuss the next verse in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.